Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nothing But the Truth. Let's start the show. We got a good topic, but first, a public announcement from Lisa.
Nothing But the Truth is our radio show that talks about relationships and the issues that can happen when trying to start one, trying to get out of one, or currently in one. We also talk about real issues that are going on between sexes and how to change it around. Are you trying to find Mr. or Mrs. Right and keep ending up with the loser? Are you trying to figure out why things keep going wrong? If you say yes, then you're at the right place. And Nothing But the Truth, we're going to give you truthful advice that will help you get the relationship you want to be in and maintain it. Now I'm going to introduce you to the cast. My name is Lisa Tollett. We also have Don Juan and our host, Evan Brooks.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much, Miss Lisa. She's a great girl. I mean, she's going to be someone when she grows up. I tell everyone she's going to be someone when she grows up. Hey, Mr. Don Juan, how you been doing this week?
All right. I'm doing great as always. Hey, how you doing?
It's been hectic, man. I've been going out here helping people. The show has been picking up a lot of heat now, because a lot of people are basically asking me for advice now. I'm a life coach, yeah. So that's why I was calling you earlier to have anyone came up to you and stuff, and like, hey, I need your help. It hurts shit, but I'm...
It's always a good spot to be. A lot of responsibilities.
Yeah.
No, you can't give bad advice.
Yeah. We're going to have some special people here. I have Mr. 910 calling in soon, and we got Reginald in. I'm going to put him on hold for right now because I just want to talk about other stuff that's going on in the news, you know, because I told people we're going to talk about the news. I know they're still on OJ. They're still talking about OJ, trying to get him locked up and stuff with possession, I mean.
OJ all day.
Yeah, OJ all day. He's going to be free all day, more likely. But, I mean, it's just been crazy. But now, I was just watching before I even called in. I had people call in or anything. Okay, I finished watching Dateline. Not Dateline Catch a Predator, Dateline How to Catch a Fraud. They have people around here that were doing Chris Hansen, basically, is doing another show, y'all, catching people with these little get-rich-quick schemes. And they get busted. But the funny thing, the sad thing about it is that they can't even press charges on these people because there's no way to stick the charges on them, which is sad. And so, I mean, y'all need to go talk to y'all congressman, congresswoman to change that so they can catch crooks like that, because a lot of people lose a lot of money. These crooks are out there. I mean, we went to school for business, me and Don Juan and stuff, but it's pretty bad when you got people that's making a business that's not even legit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, let me go ahead and give out the information. Everyone, if you want to call into the show, I know you're listening because I heard a lot of people want to get into the show and stuff. The number to the show is 646-716-7911. If you want to leave a voicemail, let us know what's up. 641-715-3900 extension 33271 pound. And the home site is http colon https://home.earthlink.net/squiggle/lukebrooks1302. I'll give you out the rest of the information, but again, if you want to call in, the number is 646-716-7911. But before we even start, I have a little theme song that I was thinking of for this topic. And here it goes. So I'm going to give out the song, and I hope that y'all understand what's going on with it. Let me see if I got it. You're going to get a load out of this, Rashawn. Or someone. Listen to this.
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's a story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all
I think I get the gist of it. Sorry. The topic that we're doing tonight is this. Is it all right to get into a relationship with a person that has kids? The description goes in like this. A lot of folks want to know, is it all right to get into a relationship with a person with a kid or three? We will discuss some of these things you would deal with if you choose to get into a situation like this, and what are the main differences between a relationship that has no kids in the picture and the relationship with kids in the picture. And today we bring back Reggie Finley. He's in here. Let me put him on air. Mr. Reggie, are you? Mr. Reggie. Hello? Mr. Finley, you there? Hello? Reggie. Okay, we have some technical difficulties. I don't know if he put us back on hold. Well, I'll put him back on hold, find out, you know, in a few minutes. But, I mean, a lot of people want to know what's up with that, Mr. Don Juan. And I've been talking to people out on the street. I got another caller that's going to call in a few minutes that I told him to call. Hopefully he will call and everything go clear. Today, we're talking about this situation. A lot of people are getting in relationships with people that have kids. And you can't treat it, to me, you can't treat it like a regular relationship. What are your thoughts on it, Mr. Don Juan?
Yeah, for me, I just prefer a relationship without any kids. I don't want none of those baggage. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I prefer without any kids. There's too much of responsibilities in my end.
Yeah.
First of all, you know, love is love. Love is kind of blind. Sometimes you fall in love with a woman who has, like, a couple of kids, two, three, four, whatever. But, you know, it depends on the preferences. I don't really want to be in a situation where I have to take care of somebody else's kids. You know, I'd rather have my own to take care of. You know,
yeah, that's true right there, man. That's true to the heart. But, you know, I got one special guy that's coming in on soon. He has did this plenty of times. And also, ladies and gentlemen, if you're trying to contact us, not through the telephone, but through IM, the IM service is up. Only thing you have to go to is nb_truth@yahoo.com. That's my IM name, and we'll be talking to you. Okay, on that note right there, it's a lot of stuff that's been picking up and going on, as such as, you know, why this trend's going on. I think the trend of this is going on is because there's not a lot of there's options out there, but if you're in a area where you got people that's opening up their legs and stuff, and guys just shooting out sperm and giving it away, you're going to have that issue, as you know. And a lot of people are saying, what do you mean? What I mean is this. If, let's say the statistics say 5 out of 10 chicks that you want to talk to have kids, or 5 out of 10 men have kids, you got to think about the other 5 that don't have kids. You got to take in conditions as of if they whip someone, do they like same sex? Are they same sex couples? You know what I'm saying? People that might be in jail or might be going through a situation where they don't want to be in a relationship. It's pretty crazy. And I think we have a caller here. Let me see who this 770 is. 770, are you there?
It is Reginald Finley.
Oh, Reggie, what's up, man? We didn't know what happened to you, man.
Yeah, I was on the line, and I was talking, but nobody could hear me, so.
Yeah, we put you on hold because we were trying to get everyone introduced, you know, and let everyone know
okay. What
was going on. But today, I don't know if you heard the topic. Did you hear the topic?
No, I guess I missed that part. I thought I was on for a long.
Yeah, is it all right to get into a relationship with a person that has kids?
Well, I think I heard Don Juan mention earlier, yeah, it depends on your level of responsibility. I mean, and I would say you know, if you've dealt with children before, if you know what that type of responsibility entails, then there's nothing wrong with it. You know, I think, was I the guy you introduced as a guy who's been through this plenty of times?
No, it's not.
Okay, well, I have, so I got some interesting insight on that, but...
But I mean, to me and Don Juan saying I wouldn't do it, not at my age, because we're pretty young. We're in our 20s. And
right. Do you have any children?
I have no babies.
Well,
no,
there you go.
Yet.
No, there you go. And I think that a woman who does have children and she dates a man that does not have children, or at least strong family ties, and who has a man who has dealt with a lot of children or grew up raising children, that's something she should consider before she gets involved with guys like that. And that is something I think a lot of women kind of miss. They get so wrapped up into, I'm in love, and then they're looking at what kind of father figure, and not even that, they could be a good father figure, but how will they relate to their children? You know, and that's important. And a lot of women say, well, he don't need a daddy. Look, if the guy's around all the time, he will be taking on many of the daddy fatherly roles. So I hate it when women say that. It's like, look, you know, so that's what you need to look after, need to look for when a woman is, you know, getting with a guy, who doesn't have any children. I have kids. So I prefer to date a woman who actually has children because I know that she'll understand what it takes to raise kids, for one, hopefully, if she's a good mom. But, and she can have children, hopefully around the same age as my kids, so they can all play together. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yes.
That's why I'm playing at Brady Brunch.
Yeah,
I had it going on, so it popped in my head last night. I said, I should play that. Because, I mean, like, if you got kids and this lady got kids, I think nothing's wrong with that. But I think there's certain things that a person need to take in consideration, because what me and Don Juan was saying, and I believe you'll probably agree with that too, if you've never been in an experience like that, you need to know that before you step into it, you know, if you don't have any kids.
Exactly. It can get pretty disastrous. I mean, at the same time, some men in the process learn over time, and they evolve and learn how to deal in relationships with children. But unfortunately, many of those trial and error relationships, I call them, they just go bad during this learning process. So they can end up pretty bad, but, I mean, just as most events in life, I guess we kind of all should look at them as learning experiences, but unfortunately, at the same time, children can be affected by these in-and-out relationships. And, you know, so it's kind of it's a delicate balance there. You know, gain the experience through trial and error, but then children can come into play and be a problem, too. So... all the way to figure it out, though, really, is to get your hands dirty, but be careful.
Yeah, that's true. Again, y'all, call in at 646-716-7911. Again, the number is 646-716-7911. I consider this topic a hot issue because a lot of people got scared and they didn't want to, because, you know, I have Facebook and they didn't want to put in, yeah, I'm listening to it or, you know, whatever like that. I guess because people are afraid because they don't want to offend anyone, but it has to be an issue that needs to be addressed because there's some people out here that are professional baby daddy.
Right.
And there's professional baby mamas out there too.
Yeah, that is true. When you walk in the when you walk in the bar and they say, "Hey, lady, how you doing?" and all of that, and later on you know when you call home, you get the number from the ladies and you call home later next day. you call them at home and say, like, her kids pick up the phone. Like, who is this? And I'm her son.
It's daughter. Ray Ray.
Oh, man.
Who it is? My mommy and Charlotte would take it with Jared.
Oh, man. There's some funny aspect to this, too, now.
Let's elaborate on that. I mean, what are the main differences, I mean, when you're dealing with a relationship that has a kid? Because I've never been in it, and a lot of people would like to know.
It really depends on the woman you're dealing with. Again, I prefer women who are highly intelligent, very articulate, and have a proven track record of responsibility. I will not date a woman with children. I don't care how beautiful she is, how good the stuff is, if every night she's going to the club and leaving her five kids with grandma. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So it really depends, you know, but if she has a decent job, she's putting her kids in school and daycare, she learns how to make time for herself, she's, you know, professional and just handling her business, that really won't be much of a problem for a guy. It's just that I think many guys who end up having a disdain for women with children keep winding up with women who just probably aren't handling their business the proper way, or the guy himself isn't used to a woman sharing, I should say. Some men want all the attention, just as women sometimes want all the attention, and that's why even women they don't want to date men with children that live with them. So.
Right. Yeah.
I believe the 910 from last week's show is calling in. And he has been in the situation, too. Let's ask him. Mr. 910, welcome to Nothing But the Truth. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, doing good.
That's good. I don't know if you heard Reggie's whole part about the differences since this started. I want to ask you, since me and you talked after the show about this, what are some of the main differences that you see when you're dating a woman that has kids?
The main differences?
Yeah, like the difference between being with a woman that's with kids and being with a woman without kids. What are some of the main things you see?
One thing I saw that I feel like a woman with kids, like you got responsibility, like you got to take care of them children. Like once you in a relationship with the woman, you have to accept the kids too. And, you know, it's like you have to take responsibility to, like, either, you know, their father and stuff. You know, you do things for them. And without a woman, you know, with the woman who got kids, without no kids, you just feel like, you know, feel like you're just free, you know, yeah, no problem, no setback, you have to worry about no kids, you know, you have nothing to worry about, just, I guess, just your woman, that's it.
They take care of you.
Yeah, that's true. Any other differences that you can see, Mr. Reggie?
Well, I mean, right away, I'm just thinking about what a dude here just said, I was thinking, but I mean, again, for me, one thing I noticed right away, though, again, it depends on your caliber of woman you're looking for, just the type of woman you can deal with. For me, if a woman has, you know, two kids that are around, you know, 12, 13 years old, well, and every time I call her, she's like, well, I got to cook. Hey, at least I know she can cook. And maybe she can show me a few things, too. Not to be sexist, but I just think that's kind of a cool thing. You know, it's like, wow, okay, well, if she can cook for them, she can probably cook for me, too. I mean, so there are a lot of positives as well. I mean, there's management, there's all kind of things. I think there's a lot more positive things to a woman raising kids, too, that I think sometimes men might overlook. But, you know, it just depends on, again, what you're willing to deal with. I'm fine either way. But actually, for me right now, because I have kids, I'm leaning more towards a woman with children than a woman without, because she can understand how my time must be divided if she has children, just as I can understand why her time must be divided. And actually having that division of time is a good thing, because spending too much time together, you know, might cause a little bit of a problem. You start negating other responsibilities. This way, with children typically, you can take things a lot slower, have a more clear head, and think things through.
Absolutely right. I believe too. I was telling one guy, I said, look, you don't want to spend too much time with Delaney, saying that you don't be there to help her out if something goes down. What I'm saying is it's like being right underneath for every single move, and the same thing for a woman, because y'all gonna get tired of one another eventually. They ain't gonna have nothing to talk about.
No. I got something to say on this one. But if you have kids, and if the other person has kids too, and you live together, but at a certain time, you probably will decide on getting your kid together, right?
Yeah.
So eventually, you guys have to come together and spend more time.
Of course.
Yeah,
that's the thing. First, you can avoid each other. You can't, like, give 100% time to each other. But after your kid comes, then you probably have to devote yourself 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I believe that's right. What about y'all? What do y'all think about that?
See, I think that's when the whole thing comes into a problem. How would you treat others' kids different than your kid? You know.
Oh, that's definitely a problem. That's definitely going to happen. I mean, that's just the reality, no doubt. I mean, stepkids, we've all heard the term redhead stepkid, right? It'll beat him like the redhead stepchild. I mean, no doubt. I mean, there really is a little, I mean, some men and women will say, no, that's not always the case. I agree. It's not absolutely true all the time, but in many cases, the natural father simply has more love, more affection, more direction for their natural children than they would be someone else's child. They'll still be there and take on their parental responsibilities and protect that child. But in reality, we're talking human nature here. In most cases, we will end up showing more affection, more love for our natural-born children. And that can cause a problem.
Yeah,
because the stepkid now feels like he's not wanted because his father didn't want him or isn't around in some cases. And that could happen. That could occur. And we can try our best, but you can't lie. Your feelings don't lie. You know what I mean?
They never lie. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, for me, I prefer to have a relationship that don't have any kids involved before
right.
I get married, you know.
Yeah.
After I get married, we can probably have our own kids.
Right.
It's like that.
Well, let me
it depends on the kids, too.
Let me ask y'all this. Well, go ahead first. Go ahead before. I don't want to break up any thoughts.
Well, I was saying it depends on the kid, too. I mean, if you got some badass, naughty-nosed kid that's tearing up your house, I mean,
yeah.
You know, that's really hard to deal with. But if you have a woman that has a really well-mannered child and is handling, taking care of his business and she's making sure he's taking care of his business, that's a lot easier. And also, again, it depends on your goal in the relationship. If you're just dating to have fun and just want to hit it to quit it, then of course you don't want to deal with any children. If you really like this woman and you're thinking long-term, actually, if she's raising a child or two and she's doing a good job of it, more than likely, she'll probably be a good mom to your children too. So something to consider.
Okay. Let me go ahead and shoot this question to you. What do you think about that? I want to pass this back to Mr. 910, and then to you, Reggie, then to Don Juan, then me. The question is this. What about disciplining kids that are not even yours, like popping and spanking them?
Oh, man, I'm very necessary, man. The woman told me, I feel kind of nervous about that because I can get in trouble, go to jail or something like that because you know the mama going to leave the kids. She told me, you know, dissing her kids, step up and be a man, dissing her kids because they had no father figure in their life. And I was only father to them, you know, taking care of them and stuff. And I happened to pop the little girl one day. I told the mama, the mama would get mad and break up with me or something like that. And she told me to discipline the kids. That's why I'm kind of nervous about being around, you know, women with kids now because I love kids. It don't bother me to have kids, but when it comes to this and stuff, I try to, you know, stay back off a little bit, you know.
Mm.
I try to stay away. If anything can happen, I could be put in jail or prison or something.
Well,
go ahead.
Sorry. Who's next here, me or Don?
It's you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. But I was just thinking about what he said. I mean, it depends. You should talk about up front right away, you know, what exactly are your limitations. What can you do? What can't you do? If you're afraid of going to jail, get it in writing. Get a notary to stamp that mug. Whatever you got to do, get that arranged. Get it set up. And that way there's no problem. If she starts contradicting herself after you pop her child, then you just back off and say, I'm going to let you handle it. You know, and then, or talk to her and tell her, look, you told me to do this. All I did was do this, and you snapped on me. So I'm done.
Right.
Yeah. Mr. Don Juan.
See, that's exactly one of the reasons that I don't want to be involved with kids. That's one of the main reasons. I don't want to be beaten up by the kids.
And again, redhead stepchild syndrome, you will more than likely beat that stepchild harder and maybe even longer than you would your own. I'm sorry, it's just the truth.
Hey, man. y'all making me look bad, but hey.
Exactly. So now you're all here. Ladies, if you get with Don, don't ever have any kids before him. There you go. Tell him up front.
No. If the kid is all right, if the kid is really well behaved and all that, I love kids. But thing is, you know, but when it comes in between me and my relationship, I don't know about that.
Hmm.
So, no, I don't like kids that talk too much.
See, and I love that. I love it. So.
Yeah.
Right,
I feel. Go ahead.
Mike's
right
here this weekend, yeah.
Oh, he's talking to him. Okay, like I was saying earlier, to me, my opinion is this. I have to get permission for real. Cause that, I remember when I got my tour, my best tore up for real. Like, they tore me up. When
you don't step parents?
No, not no step dad. It was like, this is just going off the topic a little bit. Teachers and stuff. Back in the day, teachers were allowed to spank kids, like in kindergarten, first grade on up or whatever, but they had to get a written permission from the mom. And my mom would be like this. She'd be like, where's the form? Excuse me, man, what form? The form to whoop my kid's ass in case he get out of hand. And I was like, and she's saying this right out loud. I'm like, damn. So I believe I do that too, but I mean, that's another reason too, because if a kid talk around, tell me, you touch me, I'm going to call social services. What do you do if you don't get that note?
Well, it's difficult to do that, you know. I mean, I'm not for that myself, you know. I wish we could do it across the board in some ways, but in other ways, these days, understand the fear. You got to be careful. You can just pinch a child, and he'll get some kind of internal bleeding thing, and not and just collapse and get a stroke right on the spot. I mean, you just never know, you know, what you can and cannot do. Obviously, I guess we could talk about that again, like you mentioned beforehand, have signs, slips, and whatnot. I mean, my ex-wife told me she knew her teacher used to pinch kids in the back of the neck. And she would clasp her hand in a certain way, or she would position her hand in a certain way, and she'd call it the shark. So whenever the kids started getting unruly, she'd just start chomping with her fingers, and they knew she was coming to bite them on the back of the neck, and the kids were behaved, and they didn't do anything, you know. So, I mean, I'm divided on that issue, you know. I mean, I grew up pretty much in a very violent, I think I had a violent childhood. So I kind of raised my children much differently than I was raised. But, you know, but only spank if I feel like there's a life-threatening situation going on. That's pretty much it for me.
Well, I used to get my ass tore up every day almost.
Same here, man. Same here, goddamn.
And that's why your ass is so flat right now, see?
My ass is still sore, man.
Yeah. My mom used to, like, go get a switch, and that was crazy. She gonna make you pick out your own switch, you're gonna get tore up.
I remember that.
It's crazy. But I want to move on from that to the next one I have for you. What are you talking about now? We're talking about relationships with women and with men having kids and getting in a relationship with these folks. But what do you think about the men and women having different baby mamas and different baby daddies? Goes first to Reggie, Don Juan, then Mr. 910.
Well, there's one thing you do know for sure. She loves the screw.
True.
Yeah, and hopefully she's gained some experience, so she should be a knockout in bed. You know, that is a little troubling to me sometimes. It makes me wonder about their ability to pick a mate. Whenever a woman has more than one, you know, well, especially three. I mean, three children with three baby daddies, I'm like, damn. I mean, first of all, you're not protecting yourself, or you're too damn trusting. You're not thinking things through. I kind of get turned off because I don't think they're learning their lesson. Mistakes happen, you know, but damn, three? Goodness, not four. What about four? It's even worse. I typically kind of shy away, and the woman would really have to show me or explain the circumstances. What was that, Don?
And, you're the fourth one, you know what I'm saying? She has three baby daddies, you're the fourth one.
Exactly. Very good. Very good point. Exactly right. You know that you'll probably be fourth, and that'd be crazy. I mean, come on, Damon Jenkins and Quatavious Johnson and Tyree Billings. I mean, what the hell? I mean, it's crazy, man. It can get pretty crazy. I've known some women who got so who understood their era, so to speak, and they just named all their kids the same last name as their most recent husband to try to like save face in church and stuff like that. You know, that just really does the kids a disfavor because now they don't really understand their origins and where they come from. What's the point of doing all that? But it's wild. But it is something mothers should consider before they lay down. Think about that possibility. You don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
And brothers like us can be like, hell no.
And Don Juan?
Oh, man. My goodness. I don't know. I would never get into a relationship like that. I would just leave it at, like, friends with benefit. That's all.
There you go. I was going to say the same thing. Exactly. That's kind of what you end up leaving, where you end up leaving them at, isn't it? Or they set themselves up for that. And then they start, and these are women you see on MySpace, you know, all over the way up to them, they can't find a good man, and they have four or five kids. When you have that many children, all these different baby daddies, men start thinking that pretty much is what you're good for. And because they don't want to take on that burden of the responsibility, so they're going to just get what they can out of it. But it'd be very rare a man will get serious with you. So you have to really bring a lot to the table if you have that many kids. So I'm sorry. And it depends, again, your caliber of person you're dealing with. You know, some straight hood rat who already has 18 kids, he might not give a damn. But, you know, a brother with a brain who's trying to, you know, looking for a woman with the same, you know, if you don't got your stuff together and you got all those kids, it ain't going to happen.
Right. And Mr. 910?
Yeah, I went with the first person said, man. I went with, you know, different kids from different baby daddies, man. Over here, yeah, you know what they're doing a lot, showing a lot. They increase my insecurity, man, like what they still in touch with the baby daddy, still talk to him from there on, you know. They mostly get caught up, anything can happen, man. They might try to go do something to baby daddy behind your back or something, man. They just mess my insecurity.
Exactly. And I can't help but wonder, does she even really know who these baby children are? I mean, come on. They're like 1 year, they're like, what, 11 months apart? You know what I'm saying? She has like 3-4 of them? Man, I'm like, I don't know about that.
It's crazy. To me, I say hell to the nah, I run. Run. Because I talk to people like that, and I'm like, okay, are these kids from the same thing? No, I have one from each different daddy, and there's three of them.
Right.
Hell no. So what, don't you feel like me?
In one particular way, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll talk to them, man. I want to find out how did that happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's the way one girl says she like it raw, you know.
Well, at least she's honest. An honest freak. Yeah.
I say wrap your dick up as fast as you can. Glam wrap. Wrap it up. Put the condom on. Wrap that up some more. For real.
Mm-mm-mm. See, she's like she's been playing Russian roulette and has been, you know, rolling well all this time. She doesn't get it.
Because that pussy burn. That's it.
Oh, just a baby and no AIDS? I'm doing good. Jeez, man.
I remember Eddie Murphy did a joke like that. He's like, man, every time you're talking about AIDS and stuff, so every time you hit it with unprotected sex, you playing crap with your dick. And you're
that's
like,
true.
Woo, woo, woo. It's a cat. Oh, man, I got a fat bitch. Come on, hold on. Blowing these. Oh, got two girl. Hold on, one more time. Oh, man, I got herpes. Oh, crap.
Exactly. I'm stuck with that for the rest of my life. That's exactly right.
And you don't want to be on the next Valtrack commercial.
Well, you do know that at least one of every five of your listeners have herpes, so you might want to...
wrap your stuff up. So put it on.
But that don't even matter, though, with herpes. That don't even matter.
You gotta ask these people, what's up, man? What type of sex style they like since they got all these kids and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
No way, man. Ain't no way. I heard about some woman. She talked to someone. Her husband was cheating on her. So she did this. She went ahead and got up with someone else, basically. And then they ended up giving her herpes. It's not cool, you know what I'm saying? It's not cool like that. But that's another story. We'll have it later on season about unprotected sex.
And by the way, that's an important point because again, we're talking about these women, all these children. That coincides. That's a very good point. If a woman has, again, four and five babies, you know, four or five different baby daddies, then her chances of having an STD that she can pass on to you is great.
Yeah.
It is very, very high, and she might not know it.
Yeah, that's true. See, this lady had no kids. That's why I was like, I got more stories where that come in my pot of luck, you know, potluck.
Right. But even then, you can't trust those either. You're like, I'm a Catholic school girl, and I've never had any sex, but they're giving blowjobs every week.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can never tell, and she can end up passing you herpes 1 and 2, and she's never even had sex. It's oral sex.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, let me ask y'all this. This goes out to anyone who wants to do this one, because I ask everyone here. What is the limit to talking to a man, woman, that have so many kids? What's the limit on kids, basically? Like,
jeez.
How many kids would you tolerate?
I guess it depends on the ages, actually, doesn't it, gentlemen? It depends on the age, right? I mean, if the kid's like 16, 17, 18, it's not much of a problem.
Yeah. to be.
Yeah, but they're young kids, all in diapers.
Say what? Which one? Who? Don? Did you say something, Don?
Okay. No, I think I deal with nobody. Nobody like that. I prefer no kids.
Don's position is simple. He's like no kids, done, next.
Yeah.
I hear you. Last thing to talk about, I hear you.
And you got one, you lost. What about you, Mr. 910?
I don't know exactly. I say it's too good enough for me. It's on the age limit too.
Yeah.
I say two probably straight.
Yeah. I go off on that too now. The woman I'm talking to, she's like 40 and her kid's like 19 or whatever. I think you can work with that right there. But now she's like 21 and she got like
triplets.
Yeah.
And they're like right in the crib.
So that's a baby having a baby. And that's kind of scary. Like, I know one girl had a baby when she was like 16 or 17. And she still does the same thing she do. She still open her legs and stuff. And to me, one is too many for me, to be honest, if you're that age. Now, you're an older woman, and you basically got married, had kids, and saying it worked. I understand that. Or you was in a long-term relationship, maybe 2 years or longer, and end up having a kid, I can see that. But if you just have the kids year after year, like consecutively, like you want to beat a record in a Guinness Book of Records, that's the problem.
Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
All right, so another part of my mind with women with kids. But you know, Mr. Brooks, I dated a woman who had kids. Once I feel like got my insecurity messed up, that dating, I feel like a woman with kids will use you. You know, they know you a good man, got a good heart. They do anything, you do anything they tell you to do, they'll use you, like, just take care of their kids so they can go out and do whatever they can do. You know, I felt like I've been in a situation like that before. What you think about that? They just use you to take care of their kids. They think they say they love you, this and that, give you a little loving from there to there, but just use you for you to take care of their kids. And when y'all break up, I don't think they can say, all you can do is take care of my kids, and you took care of the kids, you know, everything, what a man will do.
Pass that one to Reggie. Reggie, what would you do in a situation like that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was writing down my thoughts on that. I'll wait for you to answer his question. I didn't hear the whole question. I apologize.
Basically, the thing is this. What would you do about a woman that say that she loves you and stuff, but she really don't, but she got kids and she drops the kids off on you, basically, so she can go out and have fun? And this can go for men and women.
Man, I have no idea. I would never get wrapped up in that situation. That's all I got to say. At least I'll try my best not to. I mean.
So what would be the thing that you would use to understand it before that even pops up? Would you ask?
Exactly.
What questions would you ask?
Oh, what kind of questions would I ask before it even comes up, huh? I mean, typically people pretty much kind of are consistent in their behaviors anyway. I mean, so if you're dating a woman and you know she likes to go out and party, she's always talking about the club, you go to her MySpace page, she got like 1,000 pictures of her in a club, come on. Why are you going to mess with somebody like that? It's obvious what she just wants to do, what she likes to do in her spare time. And you know she got 3 kids, how is she getting time to go to the club? So you know if you end up getting with this woman and you see what she's doing to her grandparents, her parents, she's going to probably start doing the same thing to you. If you're a good guy and you're chilling home, it's going to happen to you too. And she's going to start saying, how come I can't spend time with the girls? You know, I mean, come on. You get to go out. How come we supposed to be together? You better believe that's going to happen. Just avoid it.
Just avoid it. That's what he said, Mr. 910. Just avoid it. Because you don't want to get nailed down to the ground.
Can I talk about some hypocrisy for a minute here, gentlemen? Because I know we've been focusing a lot on the women, but not so much on the men. And I just want to say something for the ladies, because I know the ladies listening. Why is it, though, the case that if a man is raising his children, it's considered honorable, but if a woman is raising 2 or 3 kids, she's a hoe?
Good
question.
Now, she have a different guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad, too. And a guy, too, because a guy can be a hoe, too.
Yeah.
Because I know some guys back home, I had to get away from that. It was crazy. Man, I said, what do you do? I just live with my mama. What? I mean, you 25, right. 26. Well, you know, I figure I bust a nut up in this girl and this girl and this girl and this girl.
I don't have to work. I can just live off of them.
Right.
I'm like, this is crazy. I mean, the ladies got to watch out for go ahead guys like this as well, too. But if they're really taking care of their kids, if both of them take care of their kid, I won't say anything about it. But if I turn around and say this, so if you just sitting there messing, keep going back and back and from what I know and who I've talked to, I sit down and talk to, where they just like having sex and don't care for a rubber, you got to think about that one right there. That's kind of like a twisted one right there. But guys do that too. I know some guys that say, you know, I'm busting up and the girl that's the keeper, and they know that. And they won't.
Jeez.
They're like, We gave a dude a one time, and he went and had sex with this one girl. And we was like, okay, you know, he's doing his thing. He knocked back on the door, and he said, here you go. Here we go, what? He gave us the condom. It'll never been open. I said, you use no condom? Nah, man, that's for suckers.
Oh, what an idiot.
I'm telling you. But if y'all want to call in for real, number 646-716-7911. Again, 646-716-7911. Call in now, because this is getting good. Got 20 minutes to go. Plenty of time to talk. I got another one lined up. Anyone else had anything about that, about the double standard in that, Mr. Don Juan?
For the girls, they know if you have two or three baby daddies, they know they be called a hoe. So even if they know and they keep on doing that, so I think he is a hoe, right?
But again, even if, and it's very rare, even still, even if a man has, he's raising his kids, let's say he's raising his kids, and he has three different baby mamas, again, he'll still be the hero.
He's a fertile man.
He's a hero. He's like, wow. You know, he's taking care of his business. A woman does it, she just likes to fuck.
Sure.
Well,
I told y'all,
I think it's professional baby daddy. And I think some girls get turned on to men that's having babies, too. I don't know what's going on. I think we're in a sick-ass world.
Basically, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's why we're here trying to get rid of all that.
Yeah, man. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I told y'all what I said about that, but I want to ask Mr. 910 what you think about that.
What's that?
The hypocrisy of, like, saying the double standard where a man, if he has two or three kids from a different, I guess, is it different women? Reggie,
yep.
Hero. But if a woman does it, she's considered a hoe. What do you think about it?
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
That's my job. I love throwing monkey wrenches and stuff.
But that's how I see it, and that's how I feel about it. I mean, they can hate me, long as y'all don't come over here and y'all cut my ass.
But I guess, basically what I'm trying to say here, Luke, is it can work both ways. You know what I'm saying? Women should maybe either start looking at men as being whores and stop, you know, praising them and thinking they're responsible. Maybe they just like to throw their dick everywhere, too. Maybe they can start looking at it more like that as well. Or if they're going to think that that's admirable, if we're going to think that's the trait that we want, for a woman to think that's admirable, then maybe we should take a second look at how we look at women with multiple children. Maybe they really tried the best they could, and their men were just assholes.
Yeah, because the pastor was talking about this. Like, what do you want, women? Do you want a man or do you want a male? Like, get this straight now. The same with the guys, too. A male has a sex piece, right? That's his penis. Do you want the penis or do you want a man that is really a man? And I don't think everyone knows what that is clear. And the same thing for men as well, too. Men, what do you want? Do you want a woman or do you want a female?
Hmm.
And people's just like shocked because everyone's like, good question. You're like, I mean, it's straightforward. What do you want? What do you want long term? Because I think people think short term. Not everyone, but I'm going to say the younger generation, like me, my age, they think about the short run thing where it's like, I need it now. I need some penis or I need some vagina or whatever like that.
Exactly right.
and then they don't think about the repercussions of what happens the next day after. They're only thinking about the moment. They're not thinking about what's going on 10, 20 years on. Hey, if something happens tonight, if the condom breaks, baby come out, whatever, you know?
Right. And that takes experience to learn. Unfortunately, that takes experience to learn that for some people. Some people have to go through the mistakes first to learn. Oops, baby, damn, I don't want to do that again. I mean, so unfortunately, that's how... You know, that's how we learn, unfortunately. So it's just that those of us who don't learn from our mistakes, we just, you know, we're a danger to ourselves and other people. And I think that's where the key lies.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anyone else have to say anything about that?
That's a very hard way to learn, yeah. Having a kid.
Oh, that. Fuck that. Give me a damn a book. Now, Evan, don't do this, man. See the picture? Don't do this. You know, they used to do that back in the day. You ever remember that back in the 90s where they used to have those commercials with the teen pregnancies?
Yep, I remember those.
Now you don't really see that anymore.
Mm-mm. Well, you know, there's so much talk about abstinence. You know, it's like, get the hell out of here.
Sure.
Come on. I mean, I mean, come on. I mean, even, I'm going to say something a little offensive, but, you know, I'm kind of controversial here. Even God can't stop him from screwing, all right? So I really doubt these abstinence commercials are going to work. They're trying to focus so much on abstinence, it's just not working.
They ain't focused on telling people to wrap that dick up and be straight up. Look,
well, you know, the problem with that. I mean, some groups don't think that. Well, anyway, that's about Catholicism. You know, they like, no, you only have sex when you're married. It's pretty crazy.
They gotta be realistic. People are gonna have sex one way or another.
That's right. We're bred to do that. That's what we do.
Yeah. So I be watching a nature channel. I be seeing how animals be just getting down. And I said, what's the difference between humans and animals, you know? They get down.
Only difference is we can look into the future, pretty much. We can actually judge our actions. That's the only difference, you know. And
I know another species, I think it's chimpanzees, that do it for pleasure, and dolphins
right.
do it for pleasure.
Bonobo chimps especially, yep. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we need to think about it though. Think about the future. What lies ahead? If baby Evan comes out, what's gonna happen to baby Evan? Where is he gonna have a bright future, or is he just gonna have to live off of McDonald's for the rest of his life?
Right. I know a woman who told me she got her tubes tied, and she didn't even have any kids. And I was like, why the hell did you do that? And she was like, why am I going to bring a child into this screwed up world?
Yeah.
I was like, damn. I never thought of it that way. And then we started talking about it. And many people like to espouse, like you hear this in, you know, my mentors and church and clergy, they say that, you know, having a baby is one of the most selfless acts. Bullshit. It is one of the most selfish acts on the face of the planet. You're bringing a child into this world who didn't have to be here.
Yes. I mean, people.
So we owe it to them. You know what I mean? We owe it to them to be good parents and good mentors and good guardians. And it's amazing how so many people out there don't give a damn, really, or just act like they just steal kids themselves and they don't want to grow up to carry these kids properly. But anyway, that's another topic.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this now. Now, this has been going on for a minute now. I don't know if it's been going on back in the 90s, but I've been noticing that. Pregnant chicks trying to holler. Would you consider talking to a pregnant woman?
Man, pregnant chicks are hot, dude. Man, are you kidding me?
For real. Oh,
my God. Oh,
jeez.
I don't know what it is, but
See?
It can't be like 300 pounds, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, at 10 months, no, but there's something about a pregnant woman right around 3, 4, 5 months. I don't know what it is, man. It's like,
Nah, this girl is like 8, 9 months. She tried to holler at me at Bojangles like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, I know you swear, and you don't know me. You don't know me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe she wasn't pregnant. She was just fat.
She used to be a Golden Delight.
I don't know her.
She used to be one of the dancers on one of the HBCUs. And she would just dance around, shake her butt. And people knew she got around, but then I found that she had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want you.
That is too funny, man. All I heard when you said Bojangles, I just thought, Bojangles, the lunch of babies. I mean, come on. Wow, that's exactly what we want to feed our kids. But anyway.
she's drinking like a pint of vitamin D milk, you know, the red cat.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, would you really talk to a woman that was like 9 months pregnant with someone else?
Depends, I guess, how she looks and where her head is. And if she can explain to me what the hell's going on, and she has a good story, I might holler. I don't know. But again, I've been with, you know, my ex-wife. I've seen babies born. It's no drama to me. It's no problem. I'll be there. You know, if I develop a friendship with somebody like that, it's no biggie. No stress for me, because I've been through that before. I mean, we have been through that before. That's too much to handle. Just call me after you had that mug. You know what I mean? So for me, it's no big deal.
Again, everyone, call in at 646-716-7911. Don't be scared. Just call in and voice your opinion. Because a lot of people listened to the show last week, man, and the show that you came on. A lot of people start searching up, start listening. I don't know. It's like they're getting shy. But, hey, I guess they just want to listen. But let me continue going on. Mr. 910, what would you do? Would you talk to a woman that was pregnant, like 8-9 months pregnant?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't think so.
What if she's rich?
Money don't mean nothing. Money is good to have, but that don't mean nothing to me, really. I don't know. It'd be kind of hard to say. I feel I probably would. Yeah, but then again, if I love her, so then again, you know, I can follow the individual because she might have a good heart. Yeah, I probably would. Nah, right now I can't say.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention, you might screw up, y'all doing something in the bag and in bed in a doggy position, and she ends up, you know, inducing labor. She goes into labor right there, like, oh, damn, now y'all caught up.
Yeah.
Now, would y'all be saying that because you're thinking of the guy that got her pregnant, is he going to come back and like, because I always thought of, like, if a woman has another man's child or a man is attached to a woman through a child, they're going to be linked together forever till that child is dead.
True point.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think about. So, I mean, are people willing, that people are thinking, like, well, I might date someone that's basically
right.
in a relationship. Well, you know, with, they have a kid, basically. I would be in a relationship with them. But you got to think about that father figure. That father. You got to ask about those questions, too. Where's this father? Is he in prison? Or did he leave? Or he's still in the picture? What's
Indeed.
Going on?
That's the number one question for me. Yeah, where is he? There's a woman that lives right upstairs from me, and she said that her baby's father is in prison. I'm like, nice talking to you.
Come back. I like you.
Yep.
You got to
remember.
Because
I know when he gets out, he's going to be trouble, man.
Yeah.
He's going to be trouble.
I don't want to see you on the news.
She's like, yeah, he was a dope dealer, but I learned my lesson. She's like, I don't think he did. I don't want to take that risk.
Yeah, what about you, Mr. Don Juan?
I'm with him, man.
Mr. Don Juan, what about you?
I'll probably just have a general conversation, and that's it. I'll just put it to that.
Exactly.
I feel that right there, Jim. Because I tell you, man, that turned me off. I mean, the person was small, because I remember that person small. And I'm like, they're looking good or whatever, got a cute face. But the door thing is holding back their stomach. And I said, whoa! And she was looking at me, trying to talk to me. I said, you got a customer behind you. I don't care. I'm on my break.
See, I love single mamas. I really love single mamas. But to get into a relationship, no. To play with them, yeah.
You know, when you think about it really too much, I mean, in some ways you can't really think about it too much, about past relationships, no matter what, you know, if children are involved or not. Because when you really start thinking about it really, really deeply, it can start to disturb you. I mean, really think about this. You're with a woman, you know she likes to screw, or she has children. Well, at one point, some other guy's semen was in her. I mean, that is kind of troubling. I mean, it happened before you, but still, when you have the visual in your head, it's kind of hard to shake.
It is.
We about to call out the same way, man.
Go ahead, 910. Explain.
Not the same way, because my ex, man, you know, she's been with a lot of males and stuff. And she used to tell me about the guys she'd be with.
Oh,
and when we were together, I used to think about no guy, what they do and this. And she used to tell me, too. It used to bother me, man. I'm like,
damn. Jeez, man, that's horrible, man. How can you can't even perform when somebody, that's what I say, the mantra is, be careful what you, you know, ask for, because you just might get it, you know, or so especially if you ask a woman a question, you know, same thing to tell women. Just don't ask your man a question that could ruin your sex life or ruin a relationship. Same thing. Just not get the details, because once you get those details, man, there's a problem. And if she's offering the details, leave her ass alone, because it's going to mess you up. You're going to be sitting there wondering, are you performing the standard? Well, she likes it this way. Ooh, just like her ex liked it. It's going to screw you up. It really will.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy for real. Now, let me ask you this. This is a true story. This happened to me 3 weeks ago. And I was out on a date with this chick. She explained to me, well, you know, I had an abortion from my ex-boyfriend. I said, okay, why did you get an abortion of this child? Well, I figured since he has 2 or 3 kids already, he wasn't going to have time for my baby. Do you think I'm wrong? Do you think he's wrong for saying that, for doing that? She knew that he had kids before. She knew it. But she still messed with him.
And let him orgasm all up in her. And
because this is what she said. She said, once you get high and you start drinking, you don't think about no condom.
That's just a convenient excuse. You think about opening your legs, you can think about a condom. None of that makes any sense.
True.
That's an excuse. Yeah.
I looked at it like crazy. And I was like, oh, man. Well, I was looking for a little red devil to pop out.
Yeah, like, I slip up sometimes. You know, but I think more guys and girls slip up than they care to admit, to be honest.
Yeah.
Everything they do. I think people want to play the role like, I'm always strapped, I'm always protected. I don't think so. I really don't think that. I don't believe that. I think majority of men and women all slip up, and they just don't get caught.
Yeah.
Or should I say, they don't get caught up. Yeah.
I had a statistic. I have to pop it up on a later show about how many people use the withdrawal method. And what the percentage is. I think it's less than 4% accurate.
I'm pretty sure it's pretty high.
Yeah, it's pretty high for real, because people's like, dang. But I just look at it like this. I try to promote this special condom that people should use. It's called Crown Condom. It's skinless. Basically feels natural from what they say.
But it is made of latex or some other, or derivative or whatever?
It's latex.
Hmm.
Feels natural, you know.
Natural. I gotta check that out, man. I'm looking that up right now.
You gotta go to condomdepot.com, folks. That's for males and females. Y'all need to check that out for real, because y'all want to bring a baby in the world, and it's not, and you're not able to support and give it what it's need. Because I want to give my child more than what I had before. I mean, my parents gave me a lot. But I want to step it up each generation. That's how I see it. I want to say the next thing, it's going to be better than the last time.
Ooh.
But, again, I mean, it's a good topic to talk about this, because a lot of people consider, you know, I might talk to this brother, or I might talk to this sister right here, or anyone particularly around the world. I might talk to this person because, you know, they cute. You know how that means. They cute, or they got a good dialogue, but they got a kid. I think I can work with it. And I think that opened up a whole lot of stuff, a lot of information from people that has experienced that and to people that have never experienced it before.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank y'all for bringing on the show, because, you know, it's turning that time now. But I want you to go ahead, Reggie, and plug in all your information on the show.
Radio show.
Well, you know, thank you once again for having me back on. If people want to hear what I have to say and I rant about religion and social issues, they can check me out at infidelguy.com.
Okay, all right. That's great, man. That's great. What about you, Don Juan? Any plug-ins that you want to put in?
Not for right now, but, well, it's always next time. There's always next time.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, it's always next time. We gotta keep it in high gear and stuff.
Yeah,
now,
next time's better than the last.
Yeah. Now, next week, I'm doing a show, folks. I'm doing a show, a very important show. And this show is very in detail. It's going to talk about this. This is the topic. So how many of y'all, once y'all get in a relationship, look for a back door in a relationship? Basically.
You mean anal sex? I'm sorry. I couldn't help but throw that in there.
Not that back door. The other back door.
Oh, my goodness. It looks like it's going to be a pretty interesting topic.
Yeah. Tommy Backdoor, folks, the back door I'm speaking of is the exit strategy of a relationship. It don't work. Basically, you're not putting all your feet into the water. You have one foot in, other foot on land. How many of y'all do that in your relationship, and why? We're going to do that next week. It's going to be at 6 o'clock p.m. I don't know who I'm going to have a special guest. I mean, Ray, she chopped it up, man. I mean, a lot of people saying you're out there, man. They like you a lot, man. I don't know what we're going to do with you.
Well, I'm in Atlanta, and I'm buying some Crown condoms right now.
You hear that, girls? Then the Mojang going to want to see you. Have you some chicken and some thighs. But again, I thank y'all for tuning in to the show. I'm going to give out my information. My information to MySpace is myspace.com/NB_truth. Join the official group to Nothing But the Truth. That is the page right there. We keep you informed with blogs, all the news, all the information that you need to get the lessons in, because the truth must be out there. It must be out there because a bunch of lies out here. Don't believe what the hype says with the media as of TV and Fox News and et cetera, whatever. Yahoo email, nb_truth@yahoo.com. Home site, http://home.earthlink.net/squiggle-lukebrooks1302. Voicemail, 641-715-3900. Extension 33271 pound. And again, we have a show on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm not going to do it this Tuesday because I have to go to a lot of meetings Tuesday. But Thursdays, I do it. I'm going to do the show and come follow me. We're going to talk about guys that end up simping and tricking. So, It's true story. No lie. I know a lot of stories. People say, how you know? Because crazy people come around me. I see crazy people, okay? I have a sixth sense. I try to burn some sage, but they don't work. But again, I thank y'all for doing the show, man. I thank you, Mr. Don Juan, for coming back on here, chopping up with me. Mr. Reggie, thank you for coming here. And Mr. 910, I thank you.
So good.
I appreciate it. But till then, I hope y'all stay blessed and have a good week. And make sure y'all wrap y'all dick up and make sure you keep your pajamas tight, ladies.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that, too. Just put it on before you put it in.
Make sure you don't let anyone go up in you or you go up stabbing something.
All right.
Gotta make sure. Think about what if. Think about that before you go up in something again. What if? Or you lay down on your back. What if? Because you never know, you might have a little baby crying, and you'd be working at McDonald's like my dad told me for the rest of your life. But no, honestly, it is a big responsibility financially, emotionally, all that. It changes your whole life when you bring a child in the world. And I hope y'all understand that. But till then, stay blessed, and I hope you enjoy your evening.
All right. Peace.